You must be the change you wish to see in the world, says Gandhi. You know, your big authentic change starts with small steps, not the big ones. Hi, I'm Rhonda. I'm the creator of the new podcast called The Good Influence Her. Taking big steps is the biggest mistake that people make. Like, I want to make $1 million. I want to lose weight. I want to get married. I want a new car. I want a new house, and on and on and on. Don't get me wrong. I have those same goals too. But putting pressure on yourself with a time limit and taking those big steps is really self-destructive. I want you to find your power and become empowered. I hope to be that good influencer in your life so you can be that good influence in someone else's life. I just love that quote from Gandhi. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. So I invite you to spend just 10 to 15 minutes every other week just to listen. Trust this process of creating a little you time. You know you deserve to live a better life, creating a higher quality of life. I hope you subscribe and join me. Also, make a topic suggestion. I welcome the opportunity, and I look forward to each small step we take together in this journey. Now let's begin. Episode 1, Why Take the Small Steps? Finding your power in taking small steps. You must be the change you wish to see in the world, says Gandhi. Now, in the intro, I mentioned the power of making small changes. I used to be a big step taker. I created a solid resume of good accomplishments and nice accolades with those big steps. But it wasn't until I stumbled upon the super benefit of giving a small amount of my time to a Facebook support group. I finally struck gold. Let me tell you, 1 year before COVID-19, I made a small change. I carved out just 2 hours a day and started volunteering for a Facebook page called Suicide Thoughts and Prevention Sanctuary. And by the third night, I had my first life-saving experience with a young girl across the pond from England. I helped save her from an overdose. I was shocked and I surprised myself. I'd never done anything like this before in my life. I thought that I was just going to be the person on the Facebook page just chatting and telling her, like, you know, keep fighting, don't give up. And I was going to give her the resource information to actually contact the real professionals for the help. But I found that I had something to give. It was patience, compassion, just listening and sharing my honesty. I didn't realize what a gift that could be for someone to make the choice to call 911 in another country to save their life. I found power and I became empowered. Now let me explain. I'm an overachiever, of course, you can tell. I have a laundry list of braggadentials is what I call them. I'm a former TV weather anchor, meteorologist, radio personality. I'm still the reigning homecoming queen for my university. I'm a former beauty queen. I have a bachelor's of arts, a bachelor's of science, and I have a master's degree. I've lost money and I've made a lot of money owning my own administrative law firm, and the list goes on, blah, blah, blah. You get the picture. You would think that I would already feel accomplished with all of those big steps that I took to build that resume, but it really wasn't until I had that one experience. And from that night on, I had an epiphany about the essence of making small changes. They really add up to that big change, that big self-discovery. You know, I started looking into other areas of my life, just dedicating small incremental amounts of time to them. And soon I was saving money, I was losing weight, I was joining social groups, I was marching in parades. Yes, I was marching in parades. I marched in 3 parades in 2019. I will tell you about that in another episode. But let's back up. So why did I decide to volunteer some time? How did this happen? Okay, here is where the battle is. The epiphany versus my pet peeves. I just decided to stop getting, you know, mad or frustrated or ticked off at those pet peeves. I wanted to make a better effort in my life. You know, it's like when someone cuts you off in traffic and you get upset, or you're walking up to the grocery counter to check out your groceries and someone slips right in front of you, or you're jogging in the morning and here's this big plume of smoke because someone's smoking on the sidewalk, or you can't get directions on your iPhone and then you drop it and you crack the screen. Okay, you follow my train of thought. You know, and if that kind of stuff happened to me and if it was in the morning, oh my goodness, you know, I would tell myself, okay, let it go. Don't think about it. And that will last for a couple of hours. And then by the end of the day, it would somehow creep up. So, you know, I told myself I didn't want to spend that time on that. I really wanted to change that. So I decided to sit down one day and I said, okay, let's do the math. What are the calculations here? So, okay, let's say getting upset, all those pet peeves added together on a daily basis cost me, let's say, 2 hours on average for about 10 years. So 2 hours for 10 years equals a waste of time of, 10 months. Isn't that shocking? I know I've wasted 10 months, and you know what? I know I'm not going to do that again. And this is why I really created this podcast. I wanted to share this with you. That is time in life that we don't want to give away. We want to keep it. We want to live it in quality and with love and joy. Let me go through the math one more time. Okay, so that's 2 hours times 365 days times 10 hours equals 7,300 hours divided by 24 hours, one day, which equals 304.17 divided by 365 days, which equals 0.8333 times 12 months equals 10 months. That is how much all that little time adds up. So if you think you don't have time for this podcast, think again. Today, let's take small steps forward toward your personal growth. So when you get caught off in traffic or someone slips in front of you when you're checking out your groceries or you drop your iPhone and crack the screen, tell yourself, I'm not gonna waste time on this. Better yet, I'm gonna take the time to take a small step forward toward finding my personal power. The good part about today is that you are here spending 10 to 15 minutes on this podcast. And the takeaway is that if someone irks you, stop and think about it. And you know it's a waste of time versus the time that you know you can spend on moving in a positive direction toward your empowerment. This is where you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And think about the serendipity of this. The person who actually cuts you off, the culprit, okay? Most people will say, I had to do it, you know, I needed to do it. But there's that one person that's gonna look at you and say, you know, that person isn't upset. It didn't bother them. Wow, you're being an influence, a good influence. I think you got it, and you're catching on. Yep, you got it. That's it for episode one. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you subscribe. I hope you leave a comment, maybe tell a friend, check out my website, and most importantly, have a wonderful day. Keep taking those small steps, making those small changes, and creating that you time. See you for the next episode. Bye.